and now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three, but the greatest of these is charity. Well, greetings to you today. This is Steve Clark, and this is day 6 in our 7-day series. And what we've been doing is just picking out some things out of 1 Corinthians and discussing them, looking at some of those things. It's a book full of things. We could have a whole month or two on things out of 1 Corinthians. So it's not what is hard, or it's not like having a hard time finding something to share on in this, in the daily inspirations, but it's like what's the most important, or I don't know. So anyway, this is where we're at. We're what I read today was 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13, the last verse of 1 Corinthians 13. But before we get there, I would like to look at what chapter 12 and what chapter 14 are about. Chapter 12 in 1 Corinthians is a lot about the gifts, different gifts that are given by the Holy Spirit to Christians who can be a blessing to their church, can be a blessing to the world. And some of those gifts are the gifts that are listed there: word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, faith, the gifts of healing, the working of miracles, talks about prophecy, discerning of spirits, and different kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues. And then it also goes through a kind of a dialogue there of the necessity of the local body of believers to work together as a body. And the example given is the human body, how our hands and our eyes and our feet, they're not the same members, are different members, but they work together. Our physical bodies work together the way God has designed them, so that we can pick things up, and so that we can throw things, and so that we can go places, and so that we can think, and we can function. Our bodies, our physical bodies, work together in a way that is just so beautiful. Our mouth and our hearing and our sight and all of these things. And that's what God wants for the local church. He wants the church to function as a human body, to work together, to be in unity. And it's a beautiful picture there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, and how these gifts are important in the body, and they're beautiful as they work together. It also goes through and talks about, well, verse 25, it says that there should be no division or schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care one for another. So that's God's heart for the church, is that there would be no division, but there would, the body would work together. And then it talks about some duties and offices in the body. Verse 28, it says, and God has set some in the church, first apostles, secondarily prophets, thirdly teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversity of tongues. And so there's these duties or these offices or gifts, again here, important in the body. And then verse 31 says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. And so that's a summary of chapter 12. And then when we get over to chapter 14, it says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy. And so chapter 14, basically, to sum that up, would be talking about prophecy, talking about tongues, how those would work in the church there. And it seems that if we had all these gifts talking about, or talked about in, written about there in chapter 12 and chapter 14, if we had all these gifts working in our church, I think we would just say, wow, our church, we're doing so good, we're It's just wonderful to see all these gifts, gift of healings and miracles and all of this. We would be just so excited about our church, I think, if we saw these gifts in operation. And it does seem lacking in most churches, in our church, and maybe in your church, we don't see these gifts working in the way that they should be according to these chapters. We have just a little more on chapter 14. It gives direction as to the order of what should and should not be done in the church service. And verse 12 says, "Even so ye, for as much as you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church." So that there's a focus that we should have, is that we would excel to the edifying of the church, whatever we do in the gifts that we have that God has given us, that we would excel to the edifying of the church. Verse 40 says, "Let all things be done decently and in order." So there's some more direction. So we have these two chapters 12 and 14, talking about gifts, talking about the order of the church, giving direction there. But sandwiched in between those two chapters, 12 and 14, that deal with spiritual gifts, is chapter 13, which we know as the love chapter. And I think it's significant that it's sandwiched in between these two, because we can have all the gifts in the church, we can have all these things and really feel good about all these gifts, but if we don't have love, it's far lacking. There won't be this edifying of the body if there isn't love there. And as we read there in the last verse of chapter 12, it says, "But covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way." So that's the last verse of chapter 12, and then we get into chapter 13, and I believe that's what he's talking about as the more excellent way, is this need that we have, the most important thing in our body. It's not the gifts, but it's having love one with another in our local fellowships. And that's what I'd like to focus on here in the next few minutes. And I would just like to read through chapter 13. It says, "Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels," so here we have the gifts there, tongues of the gift of tongues, "though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity or love, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." Now, a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal doesn't seem like it's a good thing there, or at least it would be probably annoying if that's what was coming forth. "And though I have the gifts of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge," so here we have the gifts again being talked about, "and all that I would have all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I'm nothing." So notice there how the gifts are mentioned. The gifts are important, but there's something more important, and that's having love one to another. Verse 3, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned," so generosity and just the gifts of healings, the gift of miracles, the gift of helps, maybe that would be there, giving my body to be burned and just being generous and giving of my time and my money. And if I don't have charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, or love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself. is not puffed up. It doesn't boast. It's not proud. It is patient. It does not behave itself unseemingly. It's not perverse in any way. Love is not annoying. It seeks not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil. And this can be between our brothers and sisters in our church. This can be between husband and wife. This can be in families. This can be in even to our neighbors. And this is the love that God has or that God wants us to be walking in. Now, gifts are important, but this is more important than even the gift. Doth not behave itself unseemingly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, it hopeth all things, and it endureth all things. Love never faileth. But whether there be prophecies, here we have gifts again, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. I believe that's talking about Jesus, when he comes back again. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly. But then, when Jesus comes back, we'll see face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, charity, these three. But the greatest of these is charity. Greatest of these is love. So God bless you today. Hope you have a wonderful day and that you would walk in love and that you would really consider the things that we shared here this morning, that gifts are good, gifts are important. We would be excited if we had these gifts working in our church, but without love, it would be really to no avail. So God bless you, and Lord willing, we'll continue on tomorrow.